Slide in my pocket. Turn it around, probably. I'll take that out. I'm gonna take this out. We're doing great. It's a beautiful day out here.
It is. What's this all about?
Truth of God.
Oh, yeah?
Absolutely.
Don'tperish.com.
Yep, huh? That's my website. Proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ, his New Testament body.
Where's exposing, your church at?
Exposing false man-made religion.
Where's your church at?
How many churches are there of Christ, according to the Bible?
Well, there's one. But
there you go. I'm part of that one.
Where is yours at?
What, we travel all over. We're from Wisconsin, we're from Missouri, we have brothers and sisters all over that we travel. Here you go, take one of our cards. We have a testing on your religious body. We have a testing on your religious body that exposes you guys as worldly, carnal, unbiblical, feminized, paganized.
How many times have you ever attended our church?
I don't need to attend it. I never met Adolf Hitler. I know he was a vile man. I've read your website. Your Facebook has everything it needs. You guys are linked to Willow Creek. They're a bunch of heretics. Your pastor is an undiscerning, worldly man.
How are we associated with Willow Creek?
You're putting on their seminar, Global Leadership Seminar.
That's
right on
event.
Your Facebook page.
That's one event.
It's right. Oh, and you're not associated with them if you're putting it on. You're not associated with them?
Jails put it on.
Jails are not the body of Christ, and they're supposed to be discerning. You're not.
That doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, it absolutely makes sense.
No.
Bill Hybels was a wolf. You guys are linking to him. Bill Hybels is a wolf. You're linking to him. Go read the testing. You don't know God's word if you're calling this the body of Christ. You don't know God's word. But we love people enough to tell them the truth. That's why we come here. Go to our biblical website. See the testing on this body. We care about people. This are the systems of man. These are not the system. This is not the body of Christ. This is evangelicalism, paganism, Christmas, Easter, Easter eggs, immodesty, carnality, taking the church to ice hockey games. Let me tell you, gentlemen, something. When I was a pagan, carnal, heathen, drunkard man, I used to be an ice hockey coach and I used to go to ice hockey games. There's nothing good and godly in ice hockey. It's violent, it's immodest, it's vile, it's rowdy. Jesus and Paul would not be caught dead sitting in an ice hockey game. Your pastor leads people there. He's not a Titus 1 elder.
He doesn't lead people there.
It was on your Facebook page inviting everybody, and he said, this is where it's at. Go look at your Facebook page, sir.
Yeah,
one event.
You know what? And how he is able to minister to people there?
Oh, minister to people. Yeah, like the ladies that are, like the ladies that do all kinds of immodest, carnal things to witness to people. Yeah. You have no clue.
You know what?
You have no clue. You have no clue. I'm not interested in talking to either one of you.
Your demeanor isn't appreciated.
Then go away, sir.
No.
Then just stand here.
This is our property.
This is not a public sidewalk.
Yeah, well, stay off of the grass.
Yep, there you go.
Just stay off the grass.
And good, you know what I have? I have the fact that you guys can't open the Bible. You want to open the Bible and show me where Christmas and Easter are ordained by God? You want to open the Bible and show me where worldliness and carnality is ordained by God?
So how many?
You want to open the Bible and tell me how immodesty...
How many people
and feminization?
We're just going to keep welcoming people.
That's what I'm doing. I'm welcoming people to test themselves to God's word. See what that says? It says, test your faith to God's word.
Yep.
Test your faith.
This is good.
Sir, would you like a gospel card to see how unbiblical this place is? I did a biblical testing of them.
I have nothing to say to you with the comments like that.
That's right.
There you go. Those are unbiblical comments.
Really? Exactly. Here's my Bible. Show me where I'm unbiblical.
Yeah.
Open it up. King James Bible. Show me where I'm unbiblical.
I need not do that.
Really? Yeah.
Now, if you don't even know what's happening inside of here.
Oh, I do know what's happening.
And the lives that are being impacted.
I don't need. Where's worship service in the Bible? Where's worship service in the Bible?
Throughout the entire Bible, folks.
Yeah. Worship is your everyday life lived, Romans 12. Worship.
That's right.
Worship is your everyday life lived.
Gathering together.
Yeah. So you know what? The true saints gather together.
This conversation is ridiculous.
Goats gather here. True saints do gather together. True saints gather together.
We're just gonna keep not goats. Around and people.
Proof positive. Men of God right. won't touch the Bible and show what they're saying. Proof positive. Proof positive.
Jesus prevails.
And I saw the love. Don't step on my property. Yeah. I have that on recording, by the way. Don't step on my property. So much love. Jesus said, love your brothers. And he said, love your enemies. You guys don't love because you're not born of God. I'm here loving because I'm telling you the truth. You're not loving. You're deceiving people. You're deceiving people. You're deceiving people.
You're not welcoming.
What time is it?
You have 5 minutes.
I was going to say, there's a whole bunch of
Before it rained, I left my house and just a few drops and 2 miles south of the gravel road.
You know what? We can just be out here showing the love of Jesus. We're the ones getting the waves and the smiles.
Test your faith. Test your faith to God's word, not this place.